Well, Turkey's incursion into northern Syria came just after President Trump announced he was pulling all American troops out of the area. And that's caused palpable tension with one base of support Republican presidents can usually rely on, the nation's vast armed forces. One special forces member serving alongside the Kurds until Mr. Trump's decision told Fox News that for the first time in their military career, they're ashamed. Another described the withdrawal as insanity. More broadly, there's also been a row between Mr. Trump and his former defense secretary, General James Mattis. And this week, a coruscating piece by a former commander of special forces writing in the New York Times to argue that Mr. Trump's lack of leadership posed a serious threat to the republic. I've been speaking to Peter Feaver. He's a former national security advisor to President George W. Bush, now at Duke University in North Carolina. How badly has the Syria crisis damaged relations between the White House and the military?
I think this is a very serious problem for the president, probably in civil military terms, his most serious policy crisis. What he did gravely upended things that the military had worked hard on for the last 5-6 years, risked their lives on, and feel that he cavalierly threw under the bus without taking into consideration their concerns. Of course, they're saluting and obeying and implementing his policy, but they have lost a lot of trust in the process.
And is that because, effectively, he ignored their views?
Civilians have a right to be wrong. They have a right to make a decision that the military thinks is the wrong one. But the military expect the civilians to take into consideration the advice and the concerns that the military raise. And what made this so problematic was not just the decision the president made, but secondly, the way he made the decision so abruptly and cavalierly. And thirdly, the way he defended it afterwards with transparently weak arguments that just inflamed rather than persuaded people that he had thought this through.
I guess the situation in northern Syria is a question of strategy, and I imagine there'll be arguments for weeks and months to come over what happened. But is there a wider problem at the moment in those relations between the White House and the military? I mean, we've seen this falling out between President Trump and his former defense secretary, General Mattis. We've also had this piece that another commanding officer, a retired Navy admiral, wrote in the New York Times talking about the republic being under attack. Have you known a situation like this in the past, or are relations as bad as they've ever been?
Well, this is not unprecedented. Previous presidents have run afoul of military opinion in making decisions, and Truman did, LBJ did, George Bush did, President Obama did. So that's not without precedent. But what is different this time is the swing from the maybe over-enthusiastic embrace of the military during his first year or so, when he talked about them as, quote-unquote, my generals. It was almost too much of an embrace, followed by this, which is almost too much in the other direction. And that abrupt swing is unusual.
Is there a danger of the military becoming, as this administration goes on, more politicized?
Absolutely. And indeed, the military has become more politicized over the last several years. That's been one of the consequences, the unintended consequences of the way the president staffed his administration and the way he's conducted policy. What makes the Syria case different is that this is at the heart of the military enterprise. Fighting and winning our wars is the very essence of the military mission. And the president's flip-flop on Syria unavoidably drags the military into the middle of a very bitter political fight.
Peter Feaver, former National Security Advisor to President George W. Bush.